hill and no one will catch them. So stay on 227. We're on from 10 till 4. With loving vibes for everyone. Who could ask for more?
Radio Jackie has been broadcasting to South London for 8 years, and during that time, Jackie has proved beyond any doubt that the vast sums of money invested in the IBA commercial stations are totally unnecessary.
Broadcasting on 27 metres medium wave, this is Radio Jackie.
August the 14th, 1967, the offshore radio stations that had been broadcasting since the early 60s were forced off the air by the Labour government's Marine Offences Act, which forbade British citizens to work for, supply or advertise on unlicensed radio stations broadcasting outside British territorial waters.
It's smooth sailing with the highly successful sound.
Big L time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
With the offshore pirates gone, the BBC once again had a monopoly in radio broadcasting, which, despite the introduction of the BBC's pop service Radio 1 to replace the offshore stations, led to the inevitable lowering of broadcasting standards due to lack of competition.
Big L.
A year after the Marine Offences Act, several of the old offshore broadcasters got together and decided to form a new radio station, but this time broadcasting on land. First anniversary of the sinking of the pirates, Radio Free London began transmissions to London on 255 metres.
A very, very good afternoon to each and every one of you this afternoon. On a fine Sunday, it's Radio Free London. And I hope you're all tuned into us this afternoon, because this time we've got for you a brand new group, 29 in the charts, 24 in the NME charts, Race to the Devil. By the Gun. Let's go. That is the gun for you this week, with a little number entitled Race with the Devil. Did you see that fellow doing on Top of the Pops this week? Did you see him? He looks like one of those refugees out of that show Hair, doesn't he? He's got hair all over the place, down the sides of his cheeks and everywhere. Never mind that now. Radio Free London's mailing address. The mailing address for this station is 106 Queensway, London, West 2. That's 106 Queensway, London, West 2. Do write into us, won't you? In the meantime, we have a record for you, entitled The Good. That's me. And the bad. That's Steve. And the ugly, that's gotta be Robin.
Following the success of Radio Free London, many other stations began broadcasting, not only in London, but throughout Britain.
Well, with the Manfreds, Fox on the Run. Something is certainly happening here on Radio Telstar. For Simon Thacker, on his 7th birthday, best wishes from Sister Susan. Here we have Herman's Hermits with their latest record.
From the Love Sculpture or the Powerful Label. And I've got a feeling somehow that they're going to make it into the charts. The Radio Helen charts indeed. That's on 197. Time for you right now is 24 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. And that's what shall we talk about now? Let's see now. Have you sent your... Have you sent your Christmas cards off to you? Have you? Well, don't forget, there's only 23 shopping days left until Christmas. And reminding you that, of course, to send a Christmas card nowadays, it costs fourpence. Yeah, terrible, isn't it? When they increased the old five-penny stamp, they didn't say the postcards would be going up to fourpence now, did they? Naughty. Yeah, got a letter right now from Roy and Colin, and they actually wrote to the Earl, but since he's been at a party, he's not quite fit to be on the air. He's still got a hangover. Anyway, quite a lot of people have requested the next record. In fact, it's the Caroline theme tune. So we're going to play it for you in just a moment. I'd like to remind you that our address, if you want to write to us, is as follows.
1387 Stoke Road,
West Croydon.
Just write and tell us what a wonderful job we're doing and listen to the records.
Yeah, indeed. You just listen to the records because that's what we've got lined up for you right now. Hope you got your tape recorders and everything for this next record. It's the Caroline theme tune, as old Caroline used to play it. It's still available on the Decca label. It's by the Fortune. And a quick time check is 26 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, friends. This is Radio Telstar in the medium wave band with a test transmission
for this morning. And if you'd like to tune in to us again, may I remind you to listen to us at 1:45 this afternoon on the same frequency of 1525 kilocycles in the medium wave band. So until then, this is Radio Telstar signing off on 1525 kilocycles corresponding to 197 meters in the medium wave band.
In October 1968, six radio enthusiasts, a butcher, an undertaker, a motor mechanic, a clerk and two students, impressed by Radio Free London and the other land-based pirate stations, decided to start their own station, and plans for Radio Jackie began to develop. The first problem was obtaining a transmitter. Then there was a studio, records, DJs and perhaps most important of all, a name for the station. After lengthy discussion, it was decided on Radio Jackie, named after Jackie Kennedy. The offshore station Radio Caroline had of course been named after Caroline Kennedy. By spring 1969, all the necessary equipment had been gathered together, and at 11:45 p.m. on the 19th of March, clandestine Radio Jackie, CRJ, made its first transmission on 194 meters with its five DJs, Mike Knight, Martin Fox, Eddie Lloyd, Tony Sims and John Bull.
You ain't living until you're loving, from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and that went out to all believers in free radio. And a reminder, this is a test transmission from radio station CRJ on 194 meters in the medium wave band. And the next record is Private Number from Judy Clay and William Bell. And this goes out to Mike Tibbury, known to his friends as Tiddles. Number there, Judy Clay and William Bell. and this is radio station CRJ on 194 metres in the medium wave band. And my time's running out now, and I'll have to hand you over in a minute to, what's his name? I've forgotten his name again. What's your name?
Bob Stevens!
Yes, it's Bob Stevens! Any minute now, but first a little bit of my theme, which is Love Theme from the Bob Keane Orchestra. It's not actually my theme, it's the station's theme. Here we go. And just a reminder of a few details, there's the SCRA, that's the Sutton Commercial Radio Association, right to them with an SAE to 77 Burley Road, Sutton in Surrey. And this is radio station CRJ on 1542 kilocycles, corresponding approximately to 194 metres in the medium wave band. And the time is coming up to 12:15, and I'll have to hand you over to Mr. Bob Stevens! Before I go, I'd just like to apologise to any listeners of BBC Radio 3 for any interference we may be causing, but remember, you can pick it up on another frequency, and here we have Mr. Bob Stevens!
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
Through to 12:15... My theme you're just hearing fading out there, but right now we have a fantastic record coming up for you, and I believe it's from a person called Glenn Campbell, and he's riding quite high in the Radio Nix Top 30. I'm in the Radio CRJ Top 30. Here we go now.
One 94 meters proved an unsuccessful wavelength due to the close proximity of BBC Radio 3. And within weeks, regular Radio Jackie transmissions began each Sunday on 197 metres.
In case you just tuned in, you are in tune with Radio Jackie, broadcasting on 197 metres in the medium wave band. And we're part of the Helium Broadcasting Network. And if you'd like to have request played on Radio Jackie next week, all you have to do is to phone this number, 337-2491X. And you'll be speaking to a nice guy. I don't know what his name is, but you'll be speaking to some nice guy. And he'll take your name down, and if you tell him how you picked us up, we'll play you something next week. How's that? And it'll be all absolutely free and for nothing.
Tips a strength with her too. He's a real go-go-getter.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, here's that address I promise you. You want to write to Radio Jackie? The address is 4 Heatherside Road, West Ewell, not as in log, Ewell, that's three doubles, that's E-double-L-W, okay, West Ewell, E-double-E-double-L. Well, yes, West Ewell in Surrey, 4 Heatherside Road, okay, write to Bob Stevens, that address. If you want to phone us, then dial Vigilant, 1113, and ask for Siegfried, okay, record by Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People.
At first, the transmissions were of poor quality and low power, and programs were very amateurish. Radio Jackie at that time was just one of a network of stations broadcasting on Sundays on 197 metres, and transmissions lasted for just 30 minutes per week.
Hello, very good afternoon to you. This is Radio Free Helen on 197 metres in the medium wave band each and every week at 12:15. Truly, that's Augustus Jonathan, is going to take you through for the next half hour. Now, I'd like to say thanks for all your letters and phone calls. And by the way, don't phone that number this week, will you? Anyway, here goes with the request. First of all, Kathy, who lives at Streatham, wants our record for all the people at 14 Percy House. Also, the Earl of Tavistock phoned us up and he wants our record for Juliet Giselle. Was that two girlfriends at time, didn't he? Also, Christine Matthews wants her name mentioned on the programme.
This is a test transmission of Radio Free Caroline on 197. This is a test transmission of Radio Free Caroline on 197. This is a test transmission on 197 for Radio Free Caroline. Let me remind you that the Helen Broadcasting Network starts in 5 minutes with station Voice of Freedom. Can we have a record?
What's that record on?
That one!
We've got a thick disc, jockey.
It's you, mate, it's you.
This is Free Caroline testing.
So, you're going to receive a record token in the post there. And if you want to join the Radio Helen Club, all you do is send 2 and 6 pence to Radio Free Helen Club, 51 The Chase, Norbury. 51 The Chase, Norbury. And you will get membership, card. Oh, yes, and don't forget to send 2 and 6, sorry. And you get a membership card along with a monthly magazine, pictures of the DJs and the transmitters and all that sort of thing. And it's going great guns. We got quite a few. And, of course, every week there is this record token that you can win. Right, we have the next record. And it's a real grand number by the Loving Spoonful. I'm sure you'll all really agree with me that you like this. You didn't have to do it.
Right. We'd like to get on now with the schedule for today's listening on Sunday. Yes. What does it start with, Mac?
Well, you've been listening to SVOF, of course, which will be followed by Radio Free Surrey.
And Radio Gnome.
Helen South follows it.
And Helen North.
Revenge.
Radio Telstar.
Radio Jackie.
And Radio Free Caroline.
If you've got 80 metre receivers, that is.
And you will receive a wonderful supplementary signal on 80 metres.
Soon, the other stations in the Helen Network, as it was called, began to fall by the wayside, and by the summer of 1969, Radio Jackie was alone on 197 metres. Broadcasting times increased from 30 minutes to 3 hours each Sunday.
Radio Jackie.
Reaching out, touching you.
Radio Jackie suffered its first major setback in June 1969 when one of the station's engineers was raided by post office officials and transmitting equipment was confiscated. Radio Jackie was contravening the 1949 Wireless Telegraphy Act, which prohibits the use of unlicensed transmitters in Britain. The raid did not deter the Radio Jackie crew, however, and the station continued to prosper through 1969, transmitting mainly from farmland and waste ground and using car batteries as a power source. By the spring of 1970, Radio Jackie had become a household name in South London. But by now, only two of the founder members were left, Mike Knight and John Bull, although several new DJs had joined Jackie from other land-based stations that had ceased broadcasting.
This is Radio Jackie on 197 metres in the medium wave band. Hope you're going to stick around for the next 3 hours. And the first show we have for you today is Mr. Michael Hayes. Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to stick around for the next 60 minutes with your stream, Mike Hayes. And right now, don't forget to phone 644-1664 for requests on next week's programmes. But I'd like to tell you right now, we're going to have a soul show as a dedication to the late and great Uncle Otis Redding, the greatest soul singer of them all. So stand by some super-duper sounds from the late and great Otis Redding. Okay then, with Radio Jackie time fast approaching 4 minutes past the hour, let's get the show on the road.
In January 1970, Dave Owen joined Radio Jackie, followed a few months later by A.B. Cohen, two people who were to prove a tremendous asset to Radio Jackie in the coming years.
Broadcasting on 197 metres in the medium wave band, this is Radio Jackie.
Go, go, go!
Yeah, go right down to the phone and ring 644-1664. That's 644-1664. And for the next 60 minutes, Dave Owen on the run from Mike Knight. Yeah, you've guessed. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes on Jackie. Reminder, that phone number 644-1664. That's 644-1664. Or you can write to us at Radio Jackie, Miss Jackie Povey, 62 Kenilworth Avenue, Wimbledon Park, South West 19. And guess what we're starting off with?
That's right, that's right. Cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can do my thing. That's why I sing.
Give me that thing.
Oh, that was Pimpkins there. And give me that thing. Turn the volume up a bit on the jingles there, I think. I didn't like that jingle very much. Let's try and find another one, shall we? Yeah, this is going out to all the lazy people. Yeah, you know, I can't stand these people who stay in bed all day. So anyone who's in bed right now, I want you to get out of bed immediately, because it makes me sick. All you lazy people out there, sort of lazing away in bed. Oh, God. I'm half tired. I think I'll go to bed. Yeah, what a show. What a station. It's a super hit station. Here are two requests that everyone wanted. Request from Worcester Park. I think better Mike Knight better. Mike Knight better ring them up, you see.
Very good program. Let's go back to Paul Rams and John Hudson. Record you requested Knock Knock, who's there, from Mary Hodgson.
Knock Knock, yes, please.
Sorry, say that for you next week. Anyway, this record goes out to you on Beacon from...
It's my theme tune, actually.
Another request from Worcester Park. Who wants a Daughter of Darkness by Tom Jones.
Gold.
I think Ian Whittington by it. Anyway, this thing goes out to you as well. And it goes out to Bone John Hudson. Yeah, Bone John Hudson.
And what's that hole number if you... That disco thing?
What?
If you want to ring up, if you ring up a certain number, you see, folks.
I don't know.
Ian West, yeah.
That's all.
Sorry if we made a mess of it. Anyway, this is Dave Owen. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. Ian West decided to ring up Hull, you see. In Hull, you can ring up and they'll play a record for you. And this week they're playing Daughter of Darkness, so if you'd like to ring up that number in Hull, which we don't know, they'll play you that record by Tom Jones. Anyway, this is Radio Jackie on 197, closing down transmissions. And for that person who wanted All of Love theme, here's as much as we can spare. You've been listening to a live transmission from Radio Jackie. Cough, cough. On 197 metres in the medium wave. You've been listening to Dave Owen on the run from Mike Knight. Anyway, if you want to write to us and for a request next week, write to Miss Jackie Povey, 62 Kenilworth Avenue, Wimbledon Park, South West 19. That's Miss Jackie Povey, 62 Kenilworth Avenue, Wimbledon Park, South West 19. Or you can ring us at 644-1664. What was that rude comment, Mike?
How do you spell Kenilworth, David?
I don't know how you spell Kenilworth. Anyway, this is Dave Owen saying we'll see you all again on Radio Jackie next week. Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you very much for listening.
In the spring of 1970, it was decided to change wavelength from 197 metres to 255 metres to try and attract a larger audience.
Reminder, this is Jackie on 255 metres. Ring us right now at 641-2634. That's 641-2634.
255 proved unsuccessful, and the wavelength was again changed in the summer, this time to 227 metres, where Radio Jackie has been ever since. The continued success of Radio Jackie inevitably led to further investigations by the GPO's radio department, and during 1970, there were several successful raids on Radio Jackie resulting in prosecutions and confiscation of equipment. I quote from the Daily Telegraph of the 10th of November 1970. Teenage pop radio pirates taunted post office engineers with a record, "Catch Us If You Can," magistrates at Sutton were told yesterday. Hours later, the engineers raided a house and seized two of the four pirates. After listening to a recording of their broadcast, the chairman of the court, Mr. Edward Gardner, gave a warning that indiscriminate transmissions could lead to a state of bedlam. Mr. Gardner said, "You must have known your transmissions could have interfered with emergency services and spoilt the peace and enjoyment of thousands of people. If people were permitted to transmit indiscriminately, we should reach a state of bedlam." Nicholas Catford, disc jockey of the pirate station Radio Jackie of Burley Road, Sutton, who was convicted of three offences of illegally operating radio transmitters, was fined a total of £60 and ordered to pay £15 costs and £25 towards his legal aid. David Wright, a student of Abbots Road, Cheam, was fined £8 on each of two offences and ordered to pay £10 costs. As they left the court, Wright and Catford said, "We are not finished yet. Radio Jackie will be back on the air stronger and longer than ever." At an earlier hearing, the court was told that the offences related to raids on a house, a gravel pit and a parkland in South London in May, June and July. Post office engineers Brian Williams and Eric Gotts told how they tiptoed through woodlands and sneaked up behind the youngsters operating a radio transmitter in a gravel pit and climbed through windows and over roofs to stamp out the increasing number of pop pirate transmissions. Prosecutions led to a fairly rapid turnover of staff, and 1970 saw many new names come and go.
Oh, hello everybody, and it's time for the Paul Gordon Go-Go Hour. Yes, yeah, so all go here on Radio Jackie, 255 metres in the medium wave band. Non-stop music.
Hello there, this is Lee Grange on Radio Jackie, 227 metres in the medium wave, with your Revive 45 show. And we have my theme by Herb Albert on the High International label, Cinco de Mayo. And here we have, on RCA Victor label, Jingle Jangle by the Archies.
Right, sorry we had to cut the Rolling Stones short there. It's time for your 3 days, Stephen Stigall. I'll be back with you, I believe, in 3 hours' time on Radio Jackie. Don't forget to tune in 3 hours' time. We've got lots of great sounds coming for you. Right now, our brand new disc jockey, Ronnie Richards. And then 2 hours of Mike Knight. When everyone turns off, of course, then.
welcome to the Bobby Graham Show on the sad Sunday afternoon. This is the first Sunday that Radio Jackie's been with you with Radio Nordsee International off the air. And later on in the show today, we've got a special tribute to R&I. And remember, Bobby Graham's the name for the next hour on Radio Jackie, 227 metres in the medium wave band.
In October 1970, Radio Jackie made its first broadcast on VHF to coincide with the opening of BBC Radio London. This transmission proved so successful that further FM transmissions were made to coincide with the opening of BBC's Radio Solent and Radio Oxford.
This is Radio Free Hawk Oxford, broadcasting on 96 MHz in the VHF band. Providing a local competitive radio service for Oxford. Presents the Dave Townsend Show. Good afternoon, everybody, on Radio Free Oxford. This is the Dave Townsend Show. And with what I hope will be good music for the next hour.
Following the success of these early test transmissions on VHF, Radio Jackie began regular broadcasts on 94.4 on Saturday nights in February 1971.
Broadcasting on 94.4 VHF, this is Radio Jackie. To this, the first program on the new VHF radio service of Radio Jackie. My name is Mike Barron, and it's my great pleasure to take you through on the first 30 minutes of the official opening of Radio Jackie. And I'm going to be playing you some good records and also telling you about what is going to be happening to Radio Jackie, all about the plans and the programs you're going to be hearing on Radio Jackie. Also playing some good records like this, the current number one sound on Radio Jackie this week from the Supremes on Tamla Motown, Stone Love. fantastic sound on Radio Jackie. Our current number one sound of this week, our opening week of Radio Jackie's VHF service. Radio Jackie broadcasting every Saturday night on VHF 94.4 from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. VHF 94.4 every Saturday night from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. But as you may already know, Radio Jackie has been operating for the past 2 years on medium wave, and with the station since its conception in early 1969 has been disc jockey Mike Knight.
During the past 2 years, Radio Jackie has been on the air nearly every Sunday, but during that time it has been victim of many raids by post office officials and the police, leading to heavy fines and loss of very expensive equipment. But throughout all this time, we had unbelievable support from our listening public. Each week we receive a large number of letters to our accommodation address in Surrey, and our telephone answering service, hundreds of phone calls every Sunday. We have received thousands of messages of support for what we are doing, and we hope that you, the audience, will support us in the future with our new VHF service as you have done in the past.
Revive 45 Sun now on Radio Jackie, private number.
The original purpose of Radio Jackie's FM service was to transmit specialised programmes as opposed to the basic top 40 format used on medium wave.
Linda's Farm, of course there are some boobs again because it's not the title track at all, it's the one on the opposite side, if that's the last track on side two, so therefore, most embarrassing, that one's called January's Song, written by Alan Harland, it's rather nice, actually, the beginning of that sounds remarkably like the title thing, and someone's come in, and it's Michael Barron's just filtered into the studio. Did you want to say anything constructive?
I just wanted to come in and look at you, Patrick.
I see, most people do.
I was just, trying to work out if it really is you in that photograph.
Which one?
InScript Magazine.
Oh dear, yes. Apparently there's a photograph of all the Jackie DJs in Script Magazine, and I came out the worst, looking like a sort of cross between Dougal on the Magic Roundabout and a doormat. Anyway, there's lots of albums in the studio with absolutely nothing on at all because they're sample albums. They're called White Labels, and there's one here called This Is Folk Volume 2 Side 2. It doesn't say a word about who it is, but it's rather good, and they can count. So all together now, count with them.
4, 3, 2, 1. Following the success of Radio Jackie's VHF service, several other FM stations began broadcasting, and Radio Jackie once again found herself a member of a broadcasting network. The LTIR, as the network was called, was far more successful than the old Helen network had been, providing at its peak FM programs 4 nights a week. The programs were all of high standard, and the highly sophisticated transmitters were capable of covering most of Greater London.
Just to remind you, you're tuned in to Aquarius on 94.4 and you're listening to the Pete Morel 60 Minutes with His Kind of Music. And I had a very interesting letter here at Aquarius from Mr. Richard Goddard. And I do thank you for your letter, Richard. And though I don't altogether agree with your views, I can understand them and I appreciate them. And I am going to reply to your letter, sir. It does take a little time because we only have part-time people working for us, as you can appreciate. But I've taken all your points, especially the ones regarding the music. And I'm very, very interested in your equipment. And I shall be, replying to you in full on it. But I do thank you, for taking the trouble to write to us. It's very nice to hear from people like you, especially somebody in the electronics field so, capable as yourself. So, if you'll accept this little piece of music as a dedication to you, and it does come from us here, all at Aquarius, and we do thank you for a very, very charming letter. Okay?
Once again, you're in line with Radio Classics' final transmissions on a Sunday night, our very last programmes, coming to you on 94.4, courtesy of the London Transmitters of Independent Radio, And if you'd like to give us a ring, the number's 01202-7140. Next number I'd like to play for our overworked, underpaid secretary, Jan, who's done a lot of our mail and generally done a lot of work for Classic. Without her, this would never have been possible. And this number's for you, Jan. This is Del Shannon, and I hope you like this one. It's Two Silhouettes.
As expected, the LTIR drew the attention of the post office, and after a year of successful broadcasting, the network began to fail as the GPO stepped up its attack. In October 1973, coinciding with the start of the first commercial stations in London, the LTIR was disbanded. Radio Jackie continued broadcasting for a short while, but eventually Radio Jackie's FM service was also discontinued. And although there have been occasional VHF transmissions, there was no regular VHF service until the summer of 1976. But this too was short-lived, and transmissions were abandoned in November 1976. Radio Jackie's VHF service attracted some well-known names from the old offshore stations. Ed Marino from Radio Invicta and AFN, and Andy Archer from Radio City and Radio Caroline, now working on Radio Orwell in Ipswich.
Hi, that's a number there called Mozart 40, and that's by Waldo De La Rios here on Radio Jackie. And hey girls, for all the up-to-date fashions at a price you can afford, call in at the Fair Boutique in 23 High Parade, Streatham, Southwest 16. So if you've got a flair for top fashion, remember, a Fair Boutique, 23 High Parade, Streatham Road, London, South West 16. That's for the Fair Boutique. I'm having a raving affair, everybody! Hey! Right, here come my friends' arrival now, and this is a song aptly enough called Friends. Lovely record, that from Melanie and the Edwin Hawkins Singers, though, and that's a number called Lay Down. Wonderful record, I like that very much indeed. Anyway, time for me to go from Radio Jackie, so Andy Archer signing off and handing over very shortly to Rick Martin, who's got lots of good underground sounds for you in London Underground. How long's he on for?
One
hour, so lots of nice things. So just stay tuned to us on 94.4 Megacycles, Channel 24 on the VHF band. So for me, it's bye-bye. Thank you for listening. Stand by for Rick Martin, and I'll see you again soon. Ta-ra. As Tony Mitchell fades away there with Big Yellow Taxi, that's just about all for me. Stand by for Ed Marino here on Radio Jackie, coming on at exactly 11.30, through until 12.30 when we close down. Ed Marino, the man with the smooth-talking voice. I'll be back tomorrow on Medium Wave, 227 metres, at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock with lots of oldies. And the programme schedule for tomorrow once more is 10 o'clock, it's Ian West, 11 o'clock, Dave Stevens, 12 o'clock, Mike Knight, myself from 1 till 2, 2 till 3, it's Dave Owen, and 3 until 4, it's Dave Townsend. So for me, good night. Thank you for listening, and do stay tuned because Ed Marino is coming up in just a few seconds' time. So for me, it's good night. Thanks for listening once more, and I'll see you tomorrow. Ta-ra.
And once again from me, yours truly, Ed Marino, is a great big hi. Welcome to Late Night Jackie. Opening the program tonight, Simon and Garfunkel.
I'm just a poor boy, don't mind.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, time's caught up with us once again right here on Late Night Jackie. Dean Martin finishing off the program with It Takes So Long to Say Goodbye. It doesn't take long to say hello, but my golly, it really does take time to say goodnight. We hope that you've enjoyed tonight's transmissions on 94.4 megahertz, the VHF, and super quality FM. If you have, tell your friends about it and make sure they listen in next week. If you'd like a record played on next week's program, either on the early night transmissions from the other boys, the other boys in the team, or on late night, Jackie, then please drop us a postcard or a letter or whatever you like to Miss Frances Campbell, 70 Walton Road, East Molesey, in Surrey. For me, well, all I can say is that it's been great fun being with you again tonight. And I certainly look forward to your company. Same time next Saturday, 11.30 till half midnight, when we close down the station. And all that remains for me to say is thanks a million for keeping me company. Till next Saturday, this is Ed Marino saying take care and ciao for now.
Jackie's medium wave service had continued to prosper through 1971 and in 1972, but in the spring of 1973, internal differences led to a split in the station and the formation of Radio Kaleidoscope.
It's Vicky Allen on
Radio Kaleidoscope.
And right now on the program, it's competition time. Right, hoping you've got your pens, pencils, chisels and slates and things together. Well, I've got a rather nice little competition for you. You could win yourself a copy of the brand new Hawkwind album, which is called The Space Ritual. A double album there. That's the first prize. We're going to have a second and a third prize. The second prize is going to be a copy of the brand new single from Hawkwind, which I left at home. Unfortunate. That's called Urban Gorilla. So to the second and third people, they will get a copy of the new Hawkwind single. Right, the competition, well, it's not an easy one. Well, it is if you're normal, you know. But if you're a bit stupid like me, then you might find this one a little bit puzzling.
Whilst Radio Kaleidoscope broadcast to southwest London, Radio Jackie moved to southeast London and took on several new members of staff.
Final record on the Andy Bellman Show, that's Status Quo and Breaking the Rules. So, it sure's truly Andy Bellman, it's time to say goodbye. So, taking us up to news time with Michael Knight, it's Barry White and Honey, Please Can't You See, the instrumental version.
Hello, good morning, and welcome into Radio Jackie, broadcasting once again on 227 metres, 1320 kHz, and the medium wave band. Radio Jackie is a free clandestine radio station broadcasting to the people of southern England every Sunday between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Bringing you 6 hours of free independent radio, free of all forms of control. Radio Jackie is here for you. Radio Jackie intends to continue their clandestine broadcasts until such time as a free enterprise system of broadcasting is introduced into the UK. If you want to write to Radio Jackie for any reason at all, then all correspondence should be sent to Jackie at 7070 Walton Road, East Malsey, Surrey, KT8ODL. That's Radio Jackie, 7070, Walton Road, East Malsey, Surrey, KT8ODL. The programme lineup for today is from 10 until 11 o'clock. Yours truly, Mark Ashton. From 11 until 12 midday, Michael Knight takes you through. From 12 until 1, the one and only Brian Anthony. And continuing the afternoon's entertainment, 1 until 2, Mark Ellis. 2 until 3 o'clock, Mr. Chris Elliott. And from 3 o'clock until the close down of Radio Jackie at 4 this afternoon, the one and only, and that's, of course, the Black Prince Electric Radio Show.
Radio Jackie, turn on
Welcome into the second Mark Ashton program here on Radio Jackie. Big jail on 2 to 7 meters and the medium wave band.
Good Boxing Day afternoon, everybody. Chris Terry here. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours, playing some mellow album sounds for you to kind of bring you down easy from Christmas Day. And I'm going to be very laid back for the next couple of hours because I assume that you're all feeling the same as I am. That is, stuffed full of turkey and good food and good and properly hungover. So we're going to take it easy. No jingles, no yelling down the mic. We're going to have a good time, listen to some good music. Here we go. This is Paul McCartney from the album Ram, Monkberry Moon Delight, which is probably what got you all in trouble over Christmas Day.
1973 proved to be Jackie's most successful year to date, with transmissions rarely interrupted by the authorities and ever-increasing audience figures. After a year's successful broadcasting in Southeast London, Radio Jackie moved back to Southwest London in competition with the ailing Kaleidoscope. The first half of 1975 was not particularly successful, but in the late summer things began to improve with the return of several DJs who had left the station some years earlier. In the spring of 1976, Kaleidoscope folded due to ever-decreasing audience figures and internal arguments, whilst Radio Jackie continued to provide a regular service to Southwest London, proving beyond doubt that truly local radio stations are not only viable, but would be popular and beneficial to the community. Radio Jackie currently broadcasts on Sundays on 227 metres, 1331 kilohertz, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. with the following program schedule. From 9 until 10, Richard Jackson. 10 until 11, Dave Stevens. 11 till 12 noon, Dave Sinclair. 12 until 1, Phil Hazleton. 1 until 2, Tony Bond. 2 until 3, the Nicky Marshall dedication program, and 3 until 4, Tony Paul. Radio Jackie was at first very amateurish, but now the program standards are as good, if not higher, than the program standards of any of the legal commercial stations or the BBC local stations broadcasting in Britain. Several of Radio Jackie's DJs have gone on to work on other radio stations, probably the most successful being Dave Owen, who, after leaving Radio Jackie, went on to Caroline, Piccadilly Radio in Manchester, and now works for Beacon Radio in Wolverhampton.
5 on 261, welcome along to the second hour of the 261 Magic Music Programme with a lovely oldie from the Beatles, the return of the Beatles as well. It's Beatles Week here on Piccadilly, that's the Beatles with Something. Yours truly, Dave Owen, through till 2. There and Rescue Me, all heartbreaking stuff. Very final program I'm doing here on Piccadilly. Never mind, 1208. Piccadilly.
See the great Afro rock band Ozzy Beza Saturday, March 20th at Salford University Union's new Great Hall. Everybody.